And now I'm joined in the studio by Mary Bloss and Vic Gray, who are from Tops on stage, and they're here to talk about their production of Oliver. So good morning, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Still morning, Michelle.
Good, still good morning, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
We've been having a good old chat about different things.
We have, yeah.
We won't say what they are on air because we might get taken off of air. So let's talk about Tops, Tops on stage. Who are Tops, first of all, and how long have you been going for?
Well, Tops, I think, started in the 50s. I'm pretty sure it was about 57, 58, but I don't really know. I have never been a member. I've usually got roped in to do parts from time to time. I did three parts with them since the 70s, I suppose. So they've been going for an awful long time under the name of Thoroughcock Operatic Society, back in the days when they used to do operettas, but they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So they've brought themselves really up to date and
yes.
called themselves Tops on stage and are doing rather more up-to-date and exciting shows.
And what about yourself, Mary?
So I've been with Tops for a couple of years. This is actually my third show with them. It's a fantastic musical theatre society. We perform two shows each year at the Thameside Theatre in Grays. And it's a really welcoming, friendly environment.
Well, they let me in.
I mean, we even let Vic in, which is it just shows how great we are.
When people talk about amateur dramatics, there is nothing amateur about the shows that are put on. These are like London West End productions. And I always say to people, why travel to London, pay the train fare, play extortion? I mean, I know we want to support theatre, but local theatre, it's normally sort of £15 or £20 a ticket. It's a great night out, and it is like going into the West End.
We certainly try our best to, perform a, as we say, professional standard show. So much hard work goes into these shows. We rehearse twice a week. Especially with the big musicals, we have all the song and dancing and the acting as well. Audition process, we look for a really fantastic cast every time. So I do, yeah, we try and aim. Although we are an amateur dramatic society, we try our best to produce sort of top quality shows. And it's quite the same with a lot of other local theatre groups.
Sure. Amateurs generally, I think, work harder.
Yeah,
because they know they're up against it. You know, they've got something to prove. They've also got less time, less resources. Moving into the theatre, for example, you spend two evenings putting the show together.
Yeah.
Whereas a professional company might spend weeks and weeks doing a preview tour around the country before they go into the West End. You know, so we're really up against it. So the planning that goes into it is really strong, and everybody has to be committed to make it work, really.
Yeah.
There's also the financial angle. We're only as good as the last show that we do. So if we do a bad one, people go away and they don't come to the next one. So, we're paying an awful lot of money for costumes, scenery, the hire of the theatre, the lighting and all the other things. That has to be covered.
Yeah.
So we have to be good.
Yeah. And once you go to one, you kind of do get a bit addicted to go and see more. Now, you've held open auditions for this production.
Yeah, so we are open to all. We don't have closed doors to anyone, really. Most of our shows, or nearly all of our shows, have been open auditions because we want to make sure that we're reaching out to those who may have seen our previous show
yeah.
and thought, actually, that's something I really want to do. They then have the option to come and join us. And the auditions, it can be scary, but we have a really nice, the director and the music director are always there with a committee member, and it's not too daunting, I say from experience. Others may disagree.
Yeah.
But we just try and encourage all to, if you want to have a go at being on stage, if it's a lifelong dream and you've never had the courage to, but you saw a previous show and thought, let's do it.
Mm. And it's open to all age groups as well, just to let people know.
Absolutely.
So when the next one comes around for auditions, because you do two productions a year.
We do, yes.
If you, you don't have to be a youngster to get involved, and if it's something where you're retired and you want to, I've always wanted to do a bit of acting or singing, then it's something you can give a go to.
Absolutely. We have a varied age range.
Mm.
From as young as, I think, 8, all the way to, we won't mention the oldest person's age.
Well, I think Vic does doesn't look eight. He looks a little.
Vic, you can tell them if you want.
No, don't you say nothing, Vic. Don't you say nothing.
I'm getting on a bit here. But I'll be all right on the night.
Now, tell us about Vic. What part are you playing in Oliver?
I'm playing Fagin. Yes. Right. I've played it before. It's my favourite part. I've played it probably. We were trying to work out the other day, and we think I've played it 10 times.
Wow.
So I slip into it like an old glove, you know. Yeah, it's a wonderful part. It's probably my favourite part, definitely.
Although you've got the book to look at and read the lines, so they sort of, once you start, does it all come flooding back?
It
really
does.
Quick? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I had to use the book for the first rehearsals just to refresh my memory, but yeah, they just come flooding back.
Yeah,
the problem is, being the age I am, sometimes I do change some of the words. I remember one rehearsal when Mary comes in, and I have to say, too much gin is a dangerous thing. And I said, too much gin is a bad thing. And she still said, what's your line?
What's wrong with a drop of danger then, Mr.
That's it. So I've got to say dangerous, otherwise she doesn't get
a
that line out.
A drop of bad doesn't really...
But she's still got it out. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And what about yourself, Mary?
So I am playing Nancy, which is just an absolutely dream role for myself. It's my first leading lady role, as we can call it. And I mean, her character's fantastic. She really goes on a journey throughout the show, being part of Fagin's gang since she was young, and then she's got this, I mean, I don't even know how to describe the relationship with Bill Sykes, and don't want to give away any spoilers. But you really see her character change and go on a journey throughout as she realizes her protective and warm-hearted nature about Oliver. The songs are fantastic. I'm having an absolute blast with rehearsals, even when Vic gets the words wrong. I forgive him.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and I can't wait to get on the stage.
And what's the song that you love? Is it He Needed Me?
Long As He Needs Me is probably the most iconic Nancy song. Just, you know, her on her own singing her heart out. But I mean, there's great songs like Papa is a real great ensemble. Me and the chorus have a fantastic time with that. We're sort of running around, jumping on tables, they're lifting me on shoulders. It's almost a workout, which is great.
And you're still singing.
And still singing, somehow.
And it is all live. There's no pre-recorded. It is all live. There's a live band. You're all singing live on stage as well.
Yes, everything is live. We've got an orchestra which will be playing live. So, yeah, it's exciting, but I guess a bit nerve-wracking at the same time, isn't it, Vic?
Yeah.
And what about Tops Kids?
It's not, as far as I know, it's not a separate organisation, but it's basically... so that kids can come in and take part in the adult performances. So we've got two teams of kids for this show.
Because it's over six, you've got six shows, haven't you?
Six shows, yeah. So they do alternate night. And again, that's open to anybody. We've got kids that come in from other stage schools, and we've got other kids that just come along and audition, and they've never done anything before. So, you know, it's open to all.
Who's playing Oliver?
So we have two Olivers, Eli and Alfie, and they are just both absolutely fantastic. They're really understanding the role, aren't they? And doing a great job. They almost show us up, really, with how how good they are being off book, and their singing is fantastic. So I think the audience are in for a real treat.
Yeah. Now, how much are the tickets going to be? And it's going to be at the Thameside Theatre. So what dates? It's in March, isn't it?
Yes, so it's running at the Thameside Theatre from the 18th to the 22nd of March. The evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. And we have two matinees, which is on Saturday, and then we have a Sunday matinee at 2:30. Tickets are £18 for adults, and then we have a concessions for £16.
Excellent. And that's for OOPs and children?
And, yes.
Children, yep. Nearly couldn't get my words out there with my OOP. And there is really good facilities as well. So if anybody's in a wheelchair, they've got access in. There's parking outside as well, so you can get in. It straight up in the lift, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I know. Very, very nice theatre it is as well. Now, if people want to find out more about you, it's all the W's, topsonstage.co.uk. And if they want to get tickets, they can go through there or go to the Thameside Theatre website.
Yes, so we've got... So www.topstickets.co.uk is where you can buy the tickets. You can also call our box office, which is 01375 675 591, and I definitely have that as my phone background, so I could quickly read that number. Just need to admit that.
Very good. And can we have a reason in character, if you don't mind, why people should come along and see the show? So Fagan, why should people come and see the show?
My dear, it's such a wonderful show. Get your tickets now.
Bravo.
And Nancy?
Well, you see, if you come down to the Thameside Theatre, we can promise you there's plenty of gin, isn't there, Fagan? Which I'm a bit partial to, and you won't want to miss seeing all these kids on stage. It's lovely.
Excellent. Gin is a dangerous thing, my dear.
Yeah, what's wrong with a drop of danger then, Mr. Fagan?
Nothing, my dear.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. I wish you all the best for the production. And don't forget, if you want to get your tickets, it's at Tops on Stage. Tickets, is that right?
topstickets.co.uk.
I was going to get them wrong. I'll put the details up on the website a bit later. You'll be fine.
We're also on Facebook and Instagram, Tops on Stage, so you'll be able to find us.
Yes, which I did this morning once I found out it had changed to
who
Tops.
We were.
Yeah, who you? Exactly. Who are you?
Who are we again?
Can we give a round of applause?
Thank you. Right, just come out to 11:42. We'll have some more music and then some traffic and travel. Thanks very much to Vic and Mary.
Thank you very much.